This year will be Mesichta Menachas, Daf Chof Beis. We will start in the middle of the Amid, from the beginning of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah starts, Nis'arev koimetz of a koimetz chavato. If a handful, the koimetz of a korb mincha, got mixed with the koimetz of another korb mincha. Now they both have the same din. Whatever you're supposed to do with the koimetz of the first mincha, you're supposed to do with the koimetz of the second mincha. And therefore the Mishnah is going to say that in this case, it is kosher. Because we will be maktir. The whole mixture on the Mizbeach, so automatically we will have been maktir, the koimetz of the first korban and the koimetz of the second korban, because they both have the same din. If one of them would have a different din than the other, then there would be a problem. But since they both have the same din, that's why the Mishnah will say this kosher. And the same thing is, if it got mixed with minchas koyanim, if a koimetz of a mincha got mixed with a whole mincha of a koyan, now we know that by a koyan, we don't take off a koimetz of the mincha. By a koyin, the din is that you are makted the whole mincha on the mizbeach. Now, the koyimitz of a mincha got mixed with the mincha of a koyin, the din will also be that it's kosher, for the same reason. Because even though by the koyin it's not a koyimitz, but nevertheless, they have the same din. Because the mincha of the koyin, you're also supposed to be makted on the mizbeach. And the koyimitz, you're supposed to be makted on the mizbeach. So now when it got mixed, so you take them both and you makted it all on the mizbeach. Or if it got mixed, the minchas koyin mishiach, in the mincha of the koyin godel, which is the minchas chavitin, which also you are supposed to be makter on the mizbeach. Or it got mixed, the minchas nesachim, the mincha of the nesachim, when with every korban you are supposed to bring the flour, the wine, and the oil. So if a koyimetz of a mincha got mixed with the minchas nesachim, in all these cases, kshayra discussion, the reason is, as we said before, because they all have to be burnt on the mizbeach, so even though they got mixed, but when you burn them on the mizbeach, you are makayim the din that you are supposed to do in both. But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, b'minchas koyim mishiach, if it got mixed in the mincha of the koyim godol, or b'minchas nesachim, or in the mincha of the nesachim, psulo, it is possible. And the reason is, he says, shezu b'lilosa avo, because this one, the b'lila, the mixture, is thick, v'zu, and the other one, b'lilosa rako, the mixture is not so thick, the mixture is thin. And as Rashi explains, at the koimetz of a regular mincha of the Dova of Yisrael, the mixture is thick, because there you mix a lug of oil to an isorin of flour. But by the mincha of the koyim Mashiach, or the mincha of Nesochim, there you have to mix three lugin of oil into an isorin. Because it says by mincha of Nesochim, bolu b'rvi sahin shemen. And the Gemara also learns out the mincha of chavitin from it, that you have to have three lugin for one isorin. So if you have much more oil, so then it is a much thinner consistency. And therefore he says, since one is b'lilos harako, and one is b'lilos ha'avo, v'hein boilos zu mizu, and they absorb one from another. Which means that Rashi explains here, that the one that's thick is going to absorb from the one that's thin, the one that's a thinner consistency will be absorbing from the one that's thick, so it will make them both possible. The one that has a thicker consistency will be possible, because since the other one will have absorbed from this one, the melet, there will be missing some oil here. The melet won't have the sheet of oil as it needs. On the other hand, the other one that will absorb from this one, since it has to have less oil, by absorbing from this one, it will have more oil than it needs. So then it will be extra oil, which again is possible. And Rashi explains that even though the Lashon of the Mishnah is, that the Yehuda says psula, which is Lashon Yachid, singular, is mashme, that the koimetz only is possible, because he says that if it, meaning the koimetz, got mixed into a minchas koim mishiach or a minchas nesochim, it is possible. So it seems as if we are talking about the koimetz is possible, but the other one is not possible. Nevertheless, Rashi says the pshat is they're both possible. And even though the lashon and the mishnah is psula, but he says that this is the lashon of the whole mishnah. Even in the beginning, where according to the chachamim it says ksheira in all cases. It says it is kosher, and the din is that both of them are kosher. For instance, when a koimetz got mixed with another koimetz, the din is that both kosher. Nevertheless, the lashon of the mishnah is ksheira, it is kosher. Because we're talking about the one that got mixed in. But in halacha, the din is that they are both kosher. And the same thing here, when the Yehuda says psula, it is possible, he doesn't mean that just the koimetz is possible, he means that they are both possible. But the lashon in the mishnah is psula. That's the way Rashi says here. But as Tosfos quotes from Rashi later on, and also the Shita Mikabetes brings from there, it seems that there is another pshat here in this Mishnah. That when it says psula, taka means that only one is possible, not both. That only the minchas nesachim will be possible, but the koimetz will not be possible. Since the koimetz has less oil, And the problem here would be that since it absorbed from the other korban, from the Mirchas Nesachim, which has more oil, so this has more oil than it needs, that's not a reason to be puzzled. Since the oil that absorbed from the Mirchas Nesachim is a bottle in the oil that's in the koimitz, since it's bottle, it's as if it's not there. The Mela, we do not consider the koimitz as if it has too much oil. And therefore, the koimitz would not be puzzled. So the only thing that would be possible would be the Minchas Nesachim. Since some of the oil from the Minchas Nesachim was absorbed in the Koimet, the Mele, it's missing oil. If it's missing oil, it's possible. While the Koimet itself would not be possible, since even though it absorbed more oil, we don't consider it as if it has more oil than it needs, because the oil that it absorbed will be bottled, and since it's bottled, Kiman de Leisadam, it's as if it's not there, and therefore it's not considered as if it has extra oil. That's the other pshat that we have here in the Mishnah. But then the Shita Mikabetzes brings a third shot that we have in the Mishnah. They're just opposite. Also that only one of them is possible, not both. But not as we said now, that the Minchas Nesachim is possible, and the Koimitz is not possible, but just opposite. That the Koimitz would be possible, and the Minchas Nesachim would not be possible. And the reason for that would be, that since it absorbed from the Minchas Nesachim a lot of oil, so then its own oil is as if it's a bottle, but Mele, it's as if you were not makir the Koimitz. Since the koimitz is bottled in what is absorbed from the Minchas Nesachim, so then it's as if the koimitz is not here. The koimitz is commanded leisa damin. Or b'meile, it's as if you were not mak to the koimitz. And that's why it's possible, because it's like a mincha that you were not mak to the koimitz. While for the Minchas Nesachim, there is no reason for it to be possible, and therefore a discussion. So it comes out that we have three pshatim here in the Mishnah. One pshat is the way we have Rasha here, that says, that when it says according to the Yehuda Psula, it means they're both possible. That since the Minchas Nesachim and the Koimitz got mixed, one absorbs from the other, so the Koimitz is possible because it has too much oil. That's called Ribur V'Shemen. The Minchas Nesachim is possible because it has too little oil, so it's missing oil, and they're both possible. The other pshat is that only the Minchas Nesachim is possible, not the Koimitz, because the fact that the Koimitz absorbed more oil doesn't make it too much oil, because the extra oil is bottle, while the Minchas Nesachim is missing oil. And the third shot is that just the koimitz is bottle, not the Minchas Nesachim, and the reason for that is because the Minchas koimitz is bottle in the extra oil that it absorbed, and the Mele, there is no koimitz here, because the koimitz is commander leise, so it's as if you were not maxed to the koimitz, and that's why that Mincha is bottle, while the Minchas Nesachim is kosher. Now we'll continue with the Gemara. The Gemara says, Nan Hosom learned there, someplace else, that Dam Shenis Ara B'mayim, blood of a korban, that got mixed with water. And the question is, can you still use this blood to sprinkle on the Mizbeach? And we say, Im yesh by Maris Dam, if it still has the color of blood, kosher it is kosher. And you still could sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. If Arab Beyayin, if it got mixed with wine, now here we can't see if it still has the color of blood. Because wine is also red. So we look at it, we consider it as if it would be water. We look at the proportion of how much blood was mixed into how much wine, and we think, had this wine have been water, not wine, would this liquid still have been red? If it still would have been red with the color of blood, then we are allowed to sprinkle this on the Mizbeach. And if, had this been water, it wouldn't have been red, then we cannot sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. The same thing is if Nisada Bedam Behemo, if it got mixed with the blood of a behemoth, with whom? The blood of a korban got mixed with blood of a regular behemoth. Or in the blood of a chayo, same thing. We look at it as if it would have been water, and we make a cheshbon in proportion. If the blood of the behemoth, the chayo, would have been water, would still this mixture, this liquid, have had the color of blood? Then we're allowed to use it to sprinkle on the mizbeach. And if not, then we're not allowed to use it. That's the opinion of the chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda, says, "Ein dam mevatel dam." That blood cannot be mevatel blood. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, min b'mino eloi bottle, that if you have two things mixed, and they are both the same mean, the same kind, so one is not mevatel the other. And therefore, blood is not mevatel blood. So therefore, if it got mixed into other blood, you could always use it to sprinkle. Because the original blood of the korban is still considered blood. We can't say that it's bottle. If it's mixed in water, since it's min b'she'en amino, it got mixed in something which is not its own kind, then we say that a certain amount is mevatel, and if it's less than that, it's not mevatel. But if it's min b'mino, it's never bottle, so we always look as if the blood is still there, the blood of the korban is still there, and therefore you're always allowed to use it to sprinkle on the mizbeach. Omer Rabbi Yochanan said, Shneihem mikra echad darshu. Both of them darshan the same posik. The Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, they both learn out their deen from the same pasuk. The pasuk says concerning the korbanos of Yom Kippur, it says, "Velo kach medam apor umedam asoyer," that you should take from the blood of the pot and from the blood of the soyer. And at one point, they would mix the blood of the pot together with the blood of the soyer and sprinkle it. First, they would sprinkle separately the dam apor and separately the dam asoyer. This would be done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then this would be done in the Heichal. And then they would mix the dam apor with the dam asoyer and sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. So Gemara says, that the blood of the poor is more than the blood of the soyer. So when you mix the blood of the poor together with the blood of the soyer, since the blood of the poor is more than the soyer, then we should say that the blood of the soyer should be bottled in the blood of the poor. And nevertheless, the pasuk refers to it as dam apor and dam asoyer. When it says that you sprinkle them both, the pasuk calls it the dam apor and dam asoyer. Obviously, it is not bottled. And even though the dam apor is more than dam asoyer, the dam asoyer is not bottled in the dam apor. The rabbonin sabre, the rabbonin hold. Mikan, from here we learn loud. La oilin she'ei mevatlin zeh ezeh. That things that have to go up, meaning korbanos, cannot be mevatel on one another, which means if blood from one korban got mixed with blood from another korban, it is not mevatel on another. And that's what's happening here. Since the par is a korban and the soyer is a korban, and we see from the pasuk that it is not mevatel one another, even though the dam apor is more than the dam asoyer. So the chachamim say, from here we see that when you have blood of two oilim, of two korbanos, one is not mevatel the other. But that is only if it is blood from two korbanos. But let's say it be blood from a korban got mixed into blood of a chulin animal, not of a korban, it would be bottled. Or if it got mixed into water, or it got mixed into wine, it would be bottled, based on the proportion, as we said before. And if the color of the blood is not there anymore, or if it's wine or blood from another animal that had it been water, the color of the blood would not have been blood anymore, then it is bottled. And the only time it's not bottled is if they are both kachim, both. But if Yehuda saw it, but if Yehuda holds, mekan lemin b'minoi sheine bottle. From here we learn out that if it got mixed, min b'minoi, meaning that both of them are the same kind, it is not bottle. In other words, the reason he says why the Torah still refers to it as dam apor and dam asoyer is not because they are both kachim. The reason is because they are both blood. And since min b'minoi, from here we see that min b'minoi is not bottle. So we see that a chachamim and a Yehuda both learn out their dinim from the same pasuk. Chachamim say from this pasuk we see that oilin are not mevatel one another, but if it's not oilin, even though it's min b'minoi, it is bottle. But Rabbi Yehuda says that it makes no difference whether it's oilin or not. The reason it's not bottle here is because it is min b'minoi. But it's important to note that when the Gemara says that as long as it has the color of blood, according to the Chachamim, it's still considered blood, Tosfos explains that it doesn't mean if it has a little bit of color of blood. If it's a little bit red, it's still considered blood. But what the Gemara means is if it is mamish red, like blood mamish. And the raya to that is, since the Gemara says that they learn it out from the Pasuk, avalo kach medam apor medam asoyer. Now there, even though the dam apor is more than dam asoyer, but nevertheless, if the dam apor would have been water, it still would have been red. Because how much more is the dam apor and dam asoyer? It's not so much more to say that there wouldn't be any redness in the water at all. So therefore, even if the dam apor would have been water, it still would have been red. And nevertheless, we say here, that according to the Chachamim, it should have been bottled. And therefore, if not it would have been oilim, it would have been bottled. Is that ayah, that when we say that it still has to have the color of red, it means it has to have the color of red mamish blood. And therefore, by the dam apor and dam asoyer, since the dam apor is more than the dam asoyer, had the dam apor have been water, then it wouldn't have been red as blood is red, even though it still would have been a little bit red. So from here we see that when we say that it has to have the matter of dam, it means it has to be red mamish. And then the Gemara continues, we just said that the rabbanon sabre, the rabbanon hold mikan. From here we learn out la oilin she'ei mevatlin zeh ezeh, that kochim karbonis are not mevatel one another. But maybe mishum min b'minayhu. How do the chachamim know that the reason why the Torah says the dam apor is not mevatel the dam asoyer is because it is oilim? Maybe the reason is because it is min b'minayhu, like Rabbi Yehuda says. What forces the chachamim to say that the reason is because they are oilim? The Gemara answers, Iyash minen min b'minayhu. If the pasuk would have told us this din by min b'minayhu, and it wouldn't have told us the din by the case of oilim, if this din would have been mentioned, not by korbanos, not by kachim, but by other things. And it would have been just nibeminoi kidukarmet. You would have been right. Then it would have proved that the reason why it's not bottle is because it's nibeminoi. But hash to now dash minin oilim. Now that the Torah told us this din by the case of oilim, by the case of korbanos, so mishum the oil. So the reason is because it's oilim. In other words, the reason is not because it's nibeminoi, because the Torah could have told us this din not by oilim, not by korbanos, but by other things. And since the Torah picked to tell us this din dafki by the case of oilim, is that I added the reason it's not bottle is because it's oilim and not because it is nibeminoi. But then the Gemara asks the Dilma, maybe adi can mean the minoy ve'oilin. Maybe what the Torah is telling us that you have to have both conditions. The reason the Torah tells us this din by oilin is not because only because it's oilin. That's why it's not bottle. Maybe it is also because it's min b'minoy. You ask, why does the Torah tell us this din dafki by oilin? Because this din is if it has both conditions. If it is oilin and it is min b'minoy, that's when it's not bottle. But how do the Chachamim know that even if it would not be min b'minoy, if it's just oilim, it's not bottle? The Gemara says, Kasha is a Kasha, has no answer. Then the Gemara says the same thing by Rabbi Yehuda. We said before Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda holds Mikan Lamin Bimina Shaina bottle. Here we see that Min Bimina is not bottle. In any case, Min Bimina is not bottle. But Dilma, but maybe Mishum the oilim who, maybe the reason why it's not bottle is because it's oilim. How does he know that the reason is because it's Min Bimina? Maybe if it would have been Min Bishaina Mina, it also wouldn't have been bottle. And the reason is because it's oilim, because it's a carbon. And the Gemara answers, Iash minan oilin min b'shein minoy. If you would tell us this din by oilin, but by a case of min b'shein minoy, when it got mixed in something which is not its own kind, kedekamet, it would be like you say. Then I would see for sure that the reason it's not bottle is because it is oilin. If the Torah would tell us this din by a min b'shein minoy in the case of oilin, then I'd know for sure it's because of oilin. You can't say then because it's min b'minoy. If the Torah would have told us this din by min b'shein minoy. But hash the dashmin min b'minoi. But now the Torah told us this din by min b'minoi, mishum the min b'minoi. So then obviously the reason is because it's min b'minoi. Couldn't be because it is oilin, because and not because it's min b'minoi. Then the Torah should have told us this din by a case where it's min b'shein b'minoi. Since the Torah tells us this din by a case of min b'minoi, so obviously the reason is because it's min b'minoi. Then the Gemara asks the Dilma, maybe adi ke min b'minoi ve'oilin. Maybe the reason the Torah tells us by min b'minoi is not because oilin doesn't play any role here. Maybe it is because of oilin also. And it has to be mimimine also. That the only time that it's not bottle if it has both conditions. If it's oilin and mimimine. And that is the reason the Torah tells us this din by oilin and by mimimine. But how does he know that the only reason is because it's mimimine and it has nothing to do with oilin? And the Gemara says, Kasha, this remains a Kasha without an answer. Considering what the Gemara just said, that both the Chachamim and Abhuda learn it out from the same pasuk, where it says, V'lokach medam apor u'medam asoyer. And here we see that it's not bottle. And the Gemara says, because adova yedua shedom ishul par merubim medam ishul soyer. We know that the blood of the par is more than the blood of the soyer. And nevertheless, the Torah calls it dam apor and dam asoyer. In other words, it should have been bottle. Which one should have been bottle? So since the Gemara says that the dam of the par is more than the dam of the soyer, that means that the dam of the soyer should have been bottle in the dam of the par, because the dam of the par is more. And nevertheless, it's not bottle. So the Chachamim say the reason is because it's oilin, and Rabbi Yehuda says the reason is because it's min b'minoi. But Tosfos says the kasha lechura, it should have been faket, should have been just the opposite. Because concerning this din, where it says that dam shenisara b'mayim, in yesh b'maris dam it's kosher, so it says in Perek HaTaruvos in Zvachim daf ayin chesamet beis. And in Perek Yishti Adam Chul and Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, it says there that Lo Yishonu L'Shenof L'Mayim L'Tech Dam. When do we say that it's kosher as long as it has the color of blood if the water fell into the blood? But if the blood fell into the water, then we say Rishon Rishon Bottle, that every drop of blood that falls into the water becomes bottle. And therefore, even though at the end the whole liquid, the whole mixture, still has the color of blood, we still don't consider it blood because every drop that fell in first into the water is bottle. So therefore, in this case, where they mix the dam hapor and the dam asoyer, the way the Gemara says it used to happen was that they would pour the dam hapor into the dam asoyer. So then what should have happened? The dam hapor should have been bottle and dam asoyer. We should say that the Rishon Rishon bottle. And even though the dam hapor is more than the dam asoyer, but nevertheless, since the dam asoyer is in the bottom and the dam hapor is poured into the soyer, so then every drop of dam hapor should have been bottled, rishon rishon bottle, in the dam asoyer. So really the question should be that why do we still consider a Dama Por when the Dama Por should be bottled Dama Soyer? And the Loshan of the Gemara here is Mashma, that since the Gemara says that a Dama of the Por is more than the Dama of the Soyer, so the question is that the Dama Soyer should be bottled in Dama Por. But really it should be just the opposite. That the Dama Por should be bottled in Dama Soyer since the Dama Por comes on top into the Dama Soyer. And in a case like that we say a Rishon Rishon bottle. So the question should be that the Dama Por should be bottled and it should not be considered Dama Por. And Tosef answers that this klal of a Rishon Rishon bottle we only say if you pour in drop by drop, a little by little. But if you pour in a lot at the same time, there we do not say Rishon Rishon bottle. And here, since they would take the Dama Por and pour it all into Dama Soyer, so here we don't say Rishon Rishon bottle. Here we would say whatever is the majority is mevatel the other one. And therefore, in this case, since the Dama Por is more than Dama Soyer, so the Dama Soyer should be bottled in the Dama Por. And that's what the Gemara means here. That since Adova Yedua, the Dama Por is more than Dama Soyer, that even though they poured the Dama Por into the Dama Soyer, but they poured it all at once, the male of the Dama Soyer should be bottled in the Dama Por. And nevertheless, we call it Dama Soyer. From here is the Raya, according to the Chachamim, that Oilim are not mevatel zeh zeh, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Mim Bemino is loy bottle. Tosfos asks the Kasha, and the opinion of the Chachamim, that the reason it's not bottled is because Oilim ain't mevatel zeh zeh. Tosfos asks, why do you have to come out to this reason? Why can't we say the reason it's not bottled? Because a mitzvah is mevatel zu azu. By a mitzvah, we don't say that one mitzvah is mevatel the other. And the Gemara says in Arve Psochim, Gaf Kuf Tesov Amad Aleph, concerning Hillel, Shayakoyrech Pesach Matzah Morer, that Pesach at night, he would put together the Korban Pesach, and the Matzah and the Morer, and he would eat it together. And the reason for that is, one is mevatel the other. The reason is because a mitzvah is mevatel zu azu. The same thing would be here. Since the Dama Por is a mitzvah, and the Dama Soyer is a mitzvah, so the reason it's not bottle is because a mitzvah is mevatel zu azu. So why do we have to say the reason is? Because oilin a mevatel zeh zeh, maybe be'emes oilin would be mevatel one another. The reason is because by mitzvah we say ein mitzvah mevatel zu azu. And Tosfos answers that maybe legaba achila shayne, when it comes to eating is different. And the reason the pashtas is, because by eating the main thing is that your stomach is full. So therefore, what do we care if it got mixed together? The poil, they're mixed together in the stomach anyway. So therefore we say, a mitzvah is mevatel zu azu. But it's not because the concept of a mitzvah cannot be mevatel another mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah of achile cannot be mevatel another mitzvah of achile. Because achile, the main thing is that it comes into your stomach. But here, when we're talking about the mixture of the blood, legaba dezrike, so we have to have it in such a way that it's still considered dama por and dama soyer. And the reason why we still consider it Dama Por and Dama Soyer is because Ein Oilin Mevatlin Zeh Zeh. But some Meforshim ask a kasha, according to those poskim that hold that there is no beetle by heter beheter, when you have a mixture of two things which are permitted, there's no din of beetle, when do we say beetle only when one is Iser and one is heter? When something that's forbidden gets mixed into something that's muter, so then we say, if the heter is more than the Iser, then the Iser gets bottled in the heter, or whatever the shear should be. But in the case where they are both heter, there's no such thing as bittul. And this is negei l'gabed the din of chayzer v'niur. And even though one of the two inyonim is rov, nevertheless we don't say that the other one, the one that's miur, the one that's the minority is bottle, and therefore later on if it gets combined with something else, we say that chayzer v'niur, that thing gets awakened again, and that miur that was there before, which was never bottled, gets combined as mitzaref to the other thing that comes to it later on, and we say as if it's there. So we see that those poskim hold it by heter, we don't say thinking of beetle. So over here, how could the Gemara say that the reason it's not bottled is because it's minoy or because it is oilin? L'chure, it should not be bottled anyway because they're both heter. It's not a shot that one of the two is Easter and the other one is heter. The Dama Por and the Dama Soyer, they're both heter. And according to these poskim, we don't say that there is a beetle of heter beheter, so automatically it should not be bottled anyway. And the answer to this is very pashut. It is not the pshat that by heter beheter we don't say we go basarov. We don't say we follow the majority. That is not true. We still follow the majority. The only thing is, following the majority now is not negei lahalocha. It has no effect in the halocha because they're both muter, and therefore who cares if we follow the majority? The only time it could be negay is later on, if for some reason something else would be combined to it. And then there will be a question whether we consider this as if it's there or not. That's when it will start being negay la halacha. So what we say is, since before it was not negay la halacha, so therefore we didn't consider the minority as if it's a minority because there was nothing to consider it. Since it was not negel halacha, so we can't say we consider it as if it's miyut and it's bottle. It's not bottle legabe any din. The whole din of bittul is legabe halacha. Since legabe halacha was not negel, so we didn't look at it as if it's bottle. Later on, when it does become negel halacha for some reason, and later on it's not a miyut anymore because it got combined with something else, so we say that we look at it as if it never got bottle. But lepeil, if it would be negel to anything, to look at it at a time when it is bottle, to see whether it's considered bottle or not, we say it is bottle. The only thing is, since it's not negeya to any halacha, so therefore we cannot consider it as if it is bottle. In simpler words, the din of bittul is a halacha, and therefore, only if it's negeya to a certain din, then we consider it as if it's bottle. If it's not negeya to any din, so then why look at it as if it's bottle? The whole concept of bittul is not really a physical metzias. Because every object, wherever it is, even if it got mixed in much more, but in its own place, every little bit in its own place is there as it was before. It's only legabe the outside, the way we look at it, so what we see, when we look at the thing as a whole, so we see the majority. But why should we look at the thing as a whole? Legabe, what is it, negeya? Why don't we look at the thing the way it is in its own place? Because legabe halacha, it's negeya the way we look at it. So therefore, if it's negeya halacha to look at the whole thing, then we say, we look at the whole thing, and since in the whole thing this is a minority and that's a majority, it is bottle barah. But if it's not negei la'alocha, so Chachilu never looked at it as if it is bottle in the whole thing. We never looked at the thing as a whole. And therefore, it is not considered bottle. Later on, when it is combined with something else and it is negei la'alocha, that's when we start looking at the bittul. By then already, it's not a minority anymore, and that's why we say it's not bottle. But here, in the case of Dama Por and Dama Soyer, even though they're both heter, but still, it's negeya la halacha right now. It's negeya to know whether it's considered dama por and dama soya, because the Torah wants us to take dama por and dama soya. And since it's negeya la halacha, mitzad din of bittul it would be bottle. Since it's negeya la halacha to see whether it is por or soya, and since the dama por is more than dama soya, so dama soya should be bottle in the dama por. And since nevertheless we see it's not bottle because the Torah calls it dama por and dama soya, is a raya that by the case of oilin we don't say it's bottle. Or according to the Yehuda, is a raya that mean beminoi like bottle. Then the Gemara continues, Nan, I will ask you a kasha, we learn in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda says, that if the koyim has got mixed beminchas koyim Mashiach, beminchas Nesochim, it got mixed into the mincha of the koyim Gadol, or it got mixed into the minchas Nesochim, psula is possible, and the reason is, shezubli losa avo, fezubli losa rako, that this is a thick mixture. The case of the koyim is a thick mixture, because it's only one luke for his sodan. And zu, the other ones, the minchas, koyim godol. And the mincha of nesochim is a very thin mixture, because it has much more oil, the heim boilo zu mizu, and it absorbs one from another. And since it absorbs, therefore, it is possible. And the Gemara's question is, the chi boilo zu mizu, mahave, even though it absorbs one from another, who cares? Min beminehu, it's min beminehu. Kind of another kind. Since they are both oil, so it's min b'minoi, and Rabbi Yehuda himself is the one that holds that min b'minoi is not bottle. So the chura, it should not become bottle. So even though the minchas nesochim absorbs from the koimitz, it shouldn't be mevatel the minchas nesochim, the minchas nesochim should still remain minchas nesochim. Even though the koimitz absorbs from the minchas nesochim, it should still remain koimitz. In other words, what it absorbs from the outside should not be mevatel what it is itself. And therefore, it should not be possible. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Rav said, Kasover Rebuda holds, Kol Shehu Min Beminoi V'Dovar Achar, that we have a mixture of Min Beminoi, it got mixed into something else which is its own kind. But there is something else there too, which means it got mixed into Minoi and Ein Minoi. Like in the case over here, that you have a mixture of the oil that is absorbed from the other, but this itself is not only oil, it's oil and flour. So you have the oil and flour of one that absorbs the oil from the other. So the oil that's absorbed is min b'minoi legabe the oil. But legabe the flour, it's ain b'minoi, because the flour is not the same kind as the oil. And the klal is, whenever we have a mixture of min b'minoi and something else, so what we say is, salek es minoi k'misha einoi. Take away the minoi its own kind as if it wouldn't be there. V'she'ein minoi rabol of mevatloi. And the ain b'minoi, the thing which is not its min, then if it's the majority, it is mevatloi. And the reason for this din is because since it is also min be'ein minoi, who cares if you also have the minoi there? since min de einemino is bottle according to Rabbi Yehuda too. So in this case, since it's min be einemino, so then if the einemino is rov, it should be mevatel de mino. The fact that you also have there another thing which is mina, which is the same kind as the other thing which is going to be in his battle, why should that spoil it to make it not bottle? Let's say the mina would not have been there. It would have been just min be'ena mina. And in the majority, you would not have also the thing which is the same kind as the other thing of the minority. It still would have been bottle. So why should we say that the fact that there is also a minoy there in the majority, it should not allow the ena minoy to be mevatel the minoy? So therefore we say that whenever we have minoy, that is mizbatel in minoy and ena minoy, so we say, let's look at it as if the minoy is not there. Let's just look at the ena minoy. Now the ena minoy is mevatel this thing. The fact that you also have in the majority the thing which is the minoy of the minority doesn't spoil it and doesn't do anything not to allow the Eina Mina to be mevatlet. And therefore we say that it is bottle in the Eina Mina, even though there is other things there which is Mina. And therefore in this case too, since we have here flour and oil, so we say that the oil, take legabe, the oil here is called Mina. But since there is flour too, it's Eina Mina. And in Eina Mina is bottle. So in this case, the koimitz, which absorbs the oil from the Minchas Nesochim or the Minchas Koyim Mashiach, so the oil that's absorbed in the flour is considered Be'ena Minoy, and it should be Nisbatel in the flour. Even though Lagabe the oil that's in the Koimet, it would be Minoy, but since you also have flour, it's called Eina Minoy. The Mela, we say it would be Nisbatel in the Eina Minoy in the flour, and therefore some of the oil from the Minchas Nesochim or the Minchas Koyim Mashiach is missing because it's considered as if it's not there, it's Nisbatel in the Koimet. And therefore, the Minchas Nesochim would be possible. This is the way Rashi explains it here. And this fits according to the Pshat, that when Rabbi Yehuda says that in this case it's possible, he means that the Minchas Nesochim or the Minchas Koyim Mashiach is possible. And that's the reason why it's possible, because some of the oil is Nisbatel in the Koimetz, even though it is also Minoy, but since it's also Shein and Minoy, it is Nisbatel. According to the Pshat that we say that they are both possible, according to the other pshat we said in the Mishnah, it's also understood. The other pshat was that the koimitz is the one that's possible, and not the minchas nesachim. And the reason for that was, we said, because the shemen of the minchas nesachim is more than the koimitz, according to this pshat. And therefore, it's mevatel the koimitz as if the koimitz is not there. So then we considered that mincha as if it's a mincha that you were not makti the koimitz. Since the koimitz is in his battle and the shemen is in the sochim, it's as if you were never makti to the koimitz. So that's why the other one is possible. While the minchas nesachim is kosher, according to that pshat, we also understand what the Gemara is saying here. The Gemara is saying here that the reason, according to the Yehuda, the koimitz is bottle in the shemen of the minchas nesachim is because it is min b'minoy and b'shein minoy. Even though the koimitz also has oil in it, so the shemen of the minchas nesachim, legabe the oil of the koimitz, is called min b'minoy. But since the koimitz is also flour, so it's also eina minoy, and therefore it's nizbatel. And b'meila we say, according to this pshat, that the koimitz is nizbatel in the shemen of the minchas nesachim, and there is no more koimitz left, and that's why that is possible. So this pshat also fits to the Gemara. The only question that here is, how does the first pshat that we learn in the Mishnah, the way Rashi explained it, how does that fit to this Gemara? Because the first pshat in the Mishnah was that they're both possible. The reason the koimitz is possible is because the koimitz is beleya from the minchas nesachim, and since the minchas nesachim has more oil than the koimitz, so it comes out that the koimitz now has more oil than it's supposed to have. So that's called ribo shamno, that there is too much oil for the koimitz. On the other hand, the minchas nesachim is also possible because some of the oil from the minchas nesachim went into the koimitz, so now the minchas nesachim is missing oil, and that's why they're both possible. Now, according to this pshat, l'chura, the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds it's possible has nothing to do with bittel. So we have to understand l'chatchila what was the Gemara's kasha here. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds min b'min eloi bottle, so why is the din that it's possible? And also, what is the Gemara's teret, that the reason here it is bottle is because we look at the minay as if it's not there, and we say that it's bottle in the ein minay. But according to this pshat, l'chura, it has nothing to do with the din of bittel. The reason they're both possible is because one has too much oil and one has too little oil. This is the kasha that the Tosfos Yontev HaMishnayis asks on Rashi and Tosfos who learn that pshat in the Mishnah. But in the Haggadah of Rav Akiva Iger on the Mishnayis, called Tosfos Rav Akiva, he answers the pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi and Tosfos. And he says like this, that we say that the flour of the koimetz is rov, is more than the shemen that it absorbs from the minchas nesachim. So therefore, according to the Rabbanan in the whole, that oilin eim evatel ezeh, even if it's min be'ein minoi, then the shemen is not bottled in the oil. Even though there is more flour of the koimetz, legabe the shemen that is beloya from the minchas nesachim, nevertheless it's not bottled. And since it's not bottled, so we say they're both kosher. Why? Because the minchas nesachim has its oil wherever it is, even though it got absorbed in the flour of the koimetz. But nevertheless, we still say it's not bottled. Mamela, we consider it as if it's still part of the minchas nesachim. On the other hand, the koimetz is not considered that it has too much oil, because since the oil is not bottled in the flour, so we don't look at that oil as if it's part of the koimetz, because it's not bottled. But according to the Yehuda who holds that even oilim are bottled if it's min b'she'ene minoi, and the only time it's not bottled is if it's min b'minoi. So according to him, the oil that was absorbed in the flour of the koimetz should be bottled, because the flour is considered eine minoi legabed oil. So it should be bottled, even though they're both oil and they're both karbonis and they're both part of the korban which go on top of the mizbeach. And since it is bottled in the flour of the koimetz, therefore we do not consider it as if it's still part of the minchas nesachim, since it's bottled in the flour. And therefore, since it's bottled in the flour, so we don't say it's bottled completely as if it's not there. It's bottled in the flour and becomes part of the koimetz. And the mele, it is not part of the nesachim. And that is the reason why they're both possible. The koimetz is possible because it has too much oil, and the minchas nesachim is possible because it has too little oil. And this is the way he explains the connection between the reason they're both possible to what the Gemara says, that it's connected to the union of beetle. Because the whole reason we say that they're both possible according to the Beuda is because it is bottle. If it wouldn't be bottle, then we would not look at the flour of the koimetz as if it has too much oil, and we would not look at the minchas nesachim as if it has too little oil, because since it's not bottle, so even though it got absorbed in another thing, but since it's not bottle in the other thing, we look at it as if it is still part of the minchas nesachim. So it's not part of the koimetz, so the koimetz doesn't have too much oil. It's not taken away from the nesachim, and therefore the nesachim doesn't have too little oil. Because we say it is bottle, that is why we consider it as if it's taken away from the nesachim, and as if it's added to the koimetz. And that is why it's possible. And now we understand, according to this shot, what the Gemara's kasha was according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara asked according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it's min b'minoi, let it not be bottle. And Lachura, it's not understood, as we said before, that since, according to Rashi and Tosfos, this has nothing to do with beetle. So what is the Gemara's kasha? The truth is, it does have to do with beetle. The Gemara's kasha is, since it's min b'minoi, so it should not be bottle. If it's not bottle, so how can we say that we consider the koimetz as if it has more oil than it should, and the nesachim as if it has missing oil, when since the oil that was taken from the nesachim into the koimetz is not bottle, so why don't we still consider it as if it's part of the nesachim and not part of the koimetz, so it should be kosher? And the Gemara's answer is that it's not considered min b'minoi, and therefore it is bottle. Now, if it is bottle, that is the reason why they're both possible. Since it's bottle, so we consider it as if it became part of the koimetz, so it's taken away from the nesachim, so the nesachim is missing. On the other hand, the koimetz has more oil, so the koimetz has too much oil, and that's why they're both possible. It is also interesting to note here that the Rambam, in Hilchot Psula Mikdoshim, Perek Yudalev of Halacha Chofkei, says as follows. He paskens as the day of the Chachomim, and he says, Koimetz mincha shenis arav is koimim mincha acheres, the koimetz of one mincha, that mixed with the koimetz of another mincha, makdish neim ki achas v'hen ksheres. He can be makdish both of them together, and the kosher. And he continues, V'cheinim nis arav ha-koimetz v'minchas koinim v'minchas nesochim v'chaviti koin godol, also if a koimetz of a mincha, that mixed into a mincha of the koyanim, or the minchas nesochim, or in the chaviti koin godol, ha-rei iluk sheres, they are kosher, they yaktir hakol keechod, and you should be makter them all together, shehakol leishim, because they all go to the fire, they all go to the mizbeach, and that's why if you makter them all together, it is kosher. It's mashim from the words of the Rambam, that only if you were makter them together on the mizbeach, that's from the kosher. But what happens if you divided it, and you were makter them one after another? It seems from the Rambam they're both potel. The question the Mefarshim asks, why should it be like that? Since we say that it is not bottle one and the other, and that is the reason why it's kosher, because it passed like the Chachomim that by oilin there is no din of beetle. So if so, why is it that if you're makdil them separately, that it is potel? L'chura, it should be for the same reason it should be kosher. Since it's not potel, so who cares if you're makdil them in pieces, it still should be kosher. And if one might say the reason it's potel is because since you were makdil them separately, so you were not makdil the whole koimitz at a time, since you divided it, so we don't know, maybe part of the koimitz was left in the second part that you will be makdil later. So you were not makdil the whole koimitz at the time. And also the other karbonis, since you divided it, maybe part of that was mukta lechatchila in the first part, so you divided the karbonis into pieces. And maybe this is the reason why it's possible. But the truth is, this is also not possible. Because we paskin that if you were makdil it in more than one time, if you divided it and makdil it in two separate times, that is also kosher. So that is not a reason to be possible. So the question is, why should the Rambam stress the point that when is it kosher only if you're makdil it together? Why shouldn't it also be kosher if you are makdil it separately? And the answer that is given is that it's possible that Rambam holds that this din that the Chachamim say, that oilin, aim of atli zeh zeh, that's only if you are maile, if you are makdil on the mizbeach, the whole shear of the haktorah. So then, it has a chshivas, it has an importance of a haktorah, of an oile, and therefore we say it is not bottle. So the fact that you are makdil on the mizbeach, that is the reason why it is not bottle. Even though we say it's not bottle beforehand. And that is the reason why you are allowed to lechatchila go and be makdil on the mizbeach. But still, why do we say you're allowed to lechatchila makdil on the mizbeach? Because when you will be makdil on the mizbeach, it'll have a chshivas of oilin, because that's when you will be makdil it. And that is the reason why lechatchila we say it is not bottle, and you're allowed to be makdil. And the reason why we say such a svara is because the whole din of ein oilin mevatlin zeh zeh. Chachamim learn out from the pasuk of the dama poran and dama soyer. Now there, when you mix the two together, each one has a sheet of oil. Since each one has enough to be zoyrek anam izbeach, each one has a sheet of oil. So we say, therefore it is not bottle. So too, whenever you have a sheet that is oil, that is supposed to be oil, it is not bottle. But in the case where you will divide it into two, so each time you mark it anam izbeach, you mark it less than a sheet, so then it doesn't have the chshivas of a sheet haktorah, and the mele is not bottle. So the mele, when you are makhshivit at that time, the mizbeach cannot be makhshivit into a shir. And therefore we would say it is not bottle. If you put it all together on the mizbeach, so we say lechatchila, you could do it because there is a shir haktori here. So when you are makhshivit on the mizbeach at that time, it has a chshivit. But if you're makhshivit separately, and by the time you're makhshivit a second piece, the first one is already burned, so you can't combine the two. The mele, there was no complete shir haktori in each of the times, so there is no chshivit here, and maybe in such a case it would be bottle. And if we'll say that, so the Rambam holds, we'll understand why the Rambam said that the only reason you're allowed to be makted is if you're going to be makted hakoil ke'echot, everything together. But if you're not makted it all together, tak, according to the Rambam, it is not bottle, and it would be possible. Concerning the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds that min b'mino is not bottle, and he learns it out from the posik v'lokach m'dam ha'porem adam ha'soyer. So chure, it would be as far as to say that since he learns it out of a posik that's written by Kochim, that this should only be a din by kochim and not bechlal in the whole Torah. Since there is a svara that not all the din that we find by kochim apply to the whole Torah, to the other din, so maybe this din that the pasuk tells us that min b'mina lo'i bottle according to the Yehuda is only a din by kochim. And by other dinim in the Torah, the din that min b'mina lo'i bottle would not be a din midaraisa, it would only be a din midarabana. Only by kochim it would be the raisa because of this pasuk. But bechala Torah kula, maybe it's only midarabana. But nevertheless, the Ravid is machriach, he proves from the Gemara later on that b'chol ha-Torah kula Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'mina lo'i bottle midaraisa. Because the Gemara says later on, adaf chav gimel amad aleph, omer ev chizde, nevela b'teila b'shchuto, she'i ef shel ishchuto she'tiose nevela, that nevela is bottle in shchuto, which means, if you have the majority of meat which was geshochten, and the minority was nevela. For instance, you had two pieces of meat which were geshochten, and one piece of nevela. And the din is that nevela is metameh. If anything touches nevela, it becomes tameh. And therefore, if truma would touch nevela, it would become tameh. So if you had the minority was nevela and the majority was shchuto, so we say the nevela is bottle in the shchuto. And therefore, if a piece of truma touched one of the pieces of meat, and we don't know whether it touched the nevela or not, so we say it is definitely tameh, because the nevela is bottle in the shchuta, and we look at them all as if they are shchuta, and therefore the truma is tameh. And the reason for that is, she'yafsher lishchuto she'teyosem nevelo, it is impossible for meat that is geshachten should turn into nevelo. And therefore, we look at it as if it means b'she'ein aminay. If this thing could turn into a similar status as the other one, then we would say that it's mean b'minay, even though at this point they are different. This is shchuta, this is nevela. But if the metzias would be, the fact would be, that nevela could become like shchuta, then we'd say, since potentially it could become like shchuta, so it's considered the same mean as shchuta, since they are both meat. And even though this is nevela and that is shchuta, but nevela could become like shchuta, and therefore it's mean b'minay. But the fact is, nevela cannot become like shchuta. So therefore we say it's definitely mean b'she'ein aminay. Now mean b'she'ein aminay, according to everybody, is bottle. And therefore the nevela is bottle in the shchuta. But the Gemara says, "Shchuta ain't the betelo and nevela." But if the thing happened that you had two pieces of nevela and one piece of shchuta, so here we say the shchuta is not bottle in the nevela. If truma touched any of these pieces of meat, and we don't know whether it touched the shchuta or the nevela, so we don't say that the shchuta is bottle in the nevela, and we consider them all nevela, and therefore this truma should be considered vadai tamei, should be definitely tamei. You should be able to burn it. So we say no. The shchuta is not bottled in a vela. And there is still a suffix, maybe it touched the shchuta. And if it touched the shchuta, it's not tameh. And the din by truma is that you're not allowed to burn truma which is not tameh. You have to burn truma which is tameh, but you're not allowed to burn truma which is not tameh. Now, if the shchuta would be bottled in a vela, it would be considered vadai tameh, and you would have to burn the truma. Now, since it is not bottled, we say that the truma is not vadai tameh, and you can't burn it. What? And the reason the shchuta is not bottled in the veil, the Gemara explains, because we consider it as min b'minay, as the Gemara will explain there. But now this Gemara definitely goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, because the whole reason why it's not bottled, because it's min b'minay, is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. And this is not talking about kachim, it's talking about other isurim. And still we see that Rabbi Yehuda says min b'minay is not bottled, and in a way which is l'kula. That because it's not bottled, we go l'kula, because the case where it's not bottled here means that it's not vadai tomei, and we go on the kula and we don't burn it. Now if min b'mina would only be a din d'rabbanan, then we could only go l'chumre. The chachamim could be machmir over the raise. But if min b'mina mid raise should be bottled d'rabbanan, just shouldn't be bottled. So how could we say it's not bottled l'kula? Is that raya that min b'mina is not bottled mid raise? Now according to this raya that comes out, that this din that the Yehuda holds b'chol ha'toyra kula, that min b'mina loy bottle, is not a svare, but it's a limus from a posik. The other showing him that say, that there is a svara why min b'minay loy bottle. The Ran and the Muki Yosef in the Dorim Dafnun Beis Amad Aleph say that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'minay loy bottle is because when you have two things which are similar, so one does not weaken the other and mevatel it, the contrary, one strengthens the other. That's what's not bottle. The reason we say one thing is bottle and the other is because when one is lost in the other, it gets weakened up and it doesn't exist anymore, so to speak, and that's why it's bottle. But that is only if it gets lost in something else. But if it gets lost in something which is its own kind, then it's not machlishit, it doesn't weaken it, on the contrary, it strengthens it. Each one strengthens the other. And that is the reason why min b'mina loy bottle. Now, according to the Raiva the Holder, he learns that from a posik, it's possible that we don't follow this svara. Especially that we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds in b'mitziya daf kuftes of Amamad Aleph, the loy darshin in time of the crow. We don't darshin the time of the posik. But in addition to that, if we say that min b'mina is aisa de rabbanon, then we could say we follow this svara. But since we're saying now that it's a regular limud, v'horaye, even not by kochim, we say mid'oraisa min b'mina loy bottle, so maybe it doesn't follow this svara, and it's not because of the fact that one is machazik the other, but it is because of the posik. Now the mind nafkamina, whether we say it's because of the posik, or because of the svara, nafkamina would be whether we can make a difference, according to Rabbi Yehuda, between a Issa de Rabbanon and a Issa de Raisa. Because there are some Mefarshim that want to say, for instance, the Vavaya Amudim, in the Sefer and the Yireim, Simen Kufla Metes, or Zion, wants to say, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that even a Issa de Rabbanon, we say, Min b'mina loy bottle. On the other hand, according to the Rabbanon hold, that Min b'mina is bottle, it's even by Issa de Raisa. So if you say that it's learned out from a Pasik, then maybe the posik is only by Issa deraisa, because the posik, which is the limud of deraisa, only applies to din deraisa. Maybe by Issa derabbanon, we don't say min b'mina loy bottle. If we say it's because of the svara, the reason why he holds min b'mina loy bottle is because if it's min b'mina, it is not machlishit. On the contrary, it strengthens it, and that is why it's not bottle. Then what should be the difference between Issa deraisa and Issa derabbanon? But if we're going to say it's not based on the Svara, but it's because we learn it out from a Pasuk, so it's possible that this din that we learn out from a Pasuk, that means the min and lay bottle according to the Buddha, is only by an Issa Daraisa and not a Issa Darabona. The only thing is that since normally we say, called the tikkun the Raisa Rabbanan, came the Raisa tikkun, that whenever the Rabbanan made a takana, they made it similar to the Raisa, so with Pashas we would say that by Issa the Rabbanan, they would also say Mim B'min Aloy Botel. But on the other hand, there is no Hechrach, we are not forced to say it, because after all, since the whole din is learned not from a Pasuk, not from a Svara, maybe it is only by a din the Raisa, and not by a din the Rabbanan. Concerning the Kasha of Tosfos that we mentioned before, that when the Chachamim learn out from the Pasuk, the Lokach Medam HaPorah Medam HaSoyer, that ein oylem mevatlin zeh zeh, so Tosfos asked that l'chaure, what is the raya from here? That ein oylem mevatlin zeh zeh, maybe the reason is because ein mitzvah is mevatlin zozu, we have a special cloud by mitzvah that one is not mevatl the other. As it says in Arve Psochim, that Hillel used to put together Pesach Matzah Morah and eat it that way, and the reason for that was because ein mitzvah is mevatlin zozu. So we see clearly that ein mitzvah mevatlin zozu, and maybe that is the reason why the Pasuk still refers to it as Dam HaSoyer and Dam HaPor. And Tosfos answer that achila is different, eating is different, as we explained before. But l'chaure, this din, that ein mitzvah mevatel zuzu, is not accepted by everybody. As we see in the Gemara there concerning Hillel itself, that it's only the opinion of Hillel, but Rabbi Yochanan says there, that the Chachomim argue on Hillel, that chalukim olav chaverev al Hillel. And so obviously, according to them, they say mitzvah is mevatel zuzu. So what is Tosfos kasha here? That how could the Chachamim learn out from this Pasuk that Ein Oylem Mevatel Zuzu? Maybe the reason is because Ein Mitzvah Mevatel Zuzu. But L'chaure, that is only according to Hillel. What about according to the Chachamim? So Be'emet, we must say that Tosfos Kasha is talking another Kasha Libdu Kol Alma. Tosfos Kasha is according to Hillel. Since we say that we do paskin like Hillel, even though we don't paskin like Hillel completely, because the Gemara there says that loy it mehilchas loy ke Hillel veloy ke Rabbanan, the halacha wasn't paskin not like Hillel, not like the Rabbanan. But since we don't paskin against Hillel, obviously Hillel's svara does make sense according to us. On the other hand, we paskin like the Chachamim, that ain oilin mevatlin zeh zeh. Now the question is, how do these two things fit together? If we also accept Hillel's svara, then maybe Hillel is right. So how can we be so sure that we should paskin ein oylem mevatlin zeh zeh, and we learn it out from this pasuk? Maybe this pasuk is because ein mitzvah mevatlin zeh zeh. And if we're so sure that this pasuk is because ein oylem mevatlin zeh zeh, then we should know for sure that we don't paskin like Hillel. Because if we say that, then we know for sure that it's not because of the mitzvah. The question is, why is it not because ein mitzvah mevatlin zeh zeh? Obviously, we hold mitzvah amevatlin zeh zeh. So then obviously we don't paskin like Hillel. So the chore is a stira between these two dinim. How can we say that we paskin ein oylen mevatlin zeh zeh, and at the same time say that we are not sure that we don't paskin like Hillel? The chore, we should definitely not paskin like Hillel. If we over here say that ein oylen mevatlin zeh zeh, because if there's a possibility to paskin like Hillel, that ein mitzvah mevatlin zeh zeh, then we shouldn't be so sure that the pasuk of Dam HaPor and Dam HaSoyer is because of oylin. Maybe it is because ein mitzvah mevatel zuzu. And this is Tosfos kasha. How can the Gemara say it was for sure that ein oylin mevatel zeh zeh, and that's how we paskin, when at the same time we say that we do not paskin against the opinion of Hillel that ein mitzvah mevatel zuzu? And Tosfos answers, maybe the Gaba Achila is different. Maybe it's not a rule that ein mitzvah mevatel zuzu. It's only the Gaba Achila that we say that. And therefore, even if we paskin like Hillel, that we say over there by Koirach, that ein mitzvah mevatel zuzu, but when it comes to the dam, we still would not say ein mitzvah mevatel zuzu.